Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Frank County, the mayor of Des Moines. It's a sad moment that we come here as we remember the lives that are lost, not only in the state of Iowa, but across this country. And in a call just a little while ago with some of my fellow mayors, and we talked about what's happened since Newtown, it's astounding to me that 3,014 other people have died in the United States of America by gun violence since that time. If this was the bird flu or something else, we'd call it an epidemic. We'd demand action. And I think that's what we're here today to do, is to demand some action. This isn't an assault on the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. This is about, at least for me and the city of Des Moines, and I'm sure many, many other mayors and individuals across this state, it's about safety in our cities. It's about people being able to leave their homes, go into their churches, go to a movie, go to a shopping center, go to school, and feel safe. Far too many times we've seen tragedies across this country and in our great state of Iowa. We want to make sure that people's rights are protected, but I think there's some things that we can do to help protect the people in Iowa and across the United States. Our mayor's Against Illegal Guns, which I've been part of from the beginning, has sought to ask the question, should we allow people who otherwise can't purchase weapons because of a conviction or mental incapacity or other issues or other violent actions be able to purchase a gun? Should somebody be able to go to a gun show and without any background checks be able to purchase a gun that couldn't otherwise purchase it through another means? We've got to stop some of those loopholes that are available out there on these background checks. It's already been talked about, the assault weapon ban. We'd like to have that discussion, and I'm sure not only as citizens who are looking to protect our neighbors and the other residents of the city of Des Moines, but I know our law enforcement people, they want to know that they can be safe out there and they're not facing weaponry that is far beyond the capacity of even what they carry. So we have to look at armor-piercing bullets. We have to look at high-capacity magazines. Those should at least be part of the discussion as to whether those kinds of things should continue. There should be that criminal background check that should take place. There should be some exchange of information between law enforcement and health professionals on people that we know that are troubled, so that we know that information before issuing gun permits or licenses. And we ought to all work together to try to make some of these things a reality, not 2 years from now, not 5 years from now, but let's start today. The people that have lost their lives, their families, the rest of this country deserves an answer. They deserve an answer now, and quite frankly, they deserve a vote. Thank you.